Welcome back to JR Morning. Eckett's Homemade Pie Company has built its reputation on more than just delicious desserts. It's about a commitment to quality and sustainability and doing right by both people and the planet. From the fruit in every filling to the flour in every crust, Eckett's carefully sources ingredients that are free of harmful chemicals and come from farms that value humane practices and environmental stewardship. Joining us to talk about what goes into making pies that taste so good and do good is Eckett's Handmade Pie Company District Manager, Melissa Itu. Melissa, nice to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So, you know, fall is such a really cozy time, you know, and it's just nice to have a good tasting pie to go along with it. Talk about what's new for the fall with you guys.
Yeah, slice of pie, cup of coffee.
Yes.
Yeah, pot pie, all that good stuff.
Oh, that's all good. Yeah.
Absolutely. So we are in the process of building out our fall menu. So leading up to Thanksgiving ordering and Thanksgiving season, it is truly our like Super Bowl season.
Okay.
So almost every week we're loading up our menu with our fall offerings and we're watching our customers request different things and, you know, taste and flavors changing. And right now it's just all about apples, all about pumpkins.
Mm, okay.
Interesting. Okay, so what you brought for us is, it's called Autumn Harvest, and it's delicious. Is this new, or is this something returning to the menu?
So this is arguably our most exciting pie of the year. It's the one people really, truly wait for, come in and request all the time. It just came back on the menu Friday, so that's had its first weekend, and like literally lines out the door, people waiting. This guy is a layer of pecan and a layer of pumpkin silk topped with whipped cream, pumpkin pie spice, and then we make some house-made candied pecans and sprinkle it over the top. It is like a melt-in-your-mouth perfect slice of pie.
It really is autumn harvest.
Like, you just described what happened in my mouth when I took a piece. You just described it perfectly.
Very, very delicious. And it does remind me of fall. And our temperatures are dropping. The trees are finally starting to change a little bit. It makes me want to have pie.
Yeah, everybody.
Yeah.
This one is a silk pie, so it's a little bit different than our traditional cream pies. It's more of a mousse butter texture, so it's great to pull it out a little bit before you serve it, and you get that nice, like, melt-in-your-mouth texture. It's awesome.
When you're creating, you know, a new seasonal pie, you know, how do you determine what makes the cut?
Yeah. So we're a seasonal pie company and we source our raw ingredients locally. So we purchase over 90% of our ingredients from inside the state of Michigan. So kind of what's blooming, what's in harvest season is typically what's on our menu. Right now we're in the middle of a silk series. So we took some votes from our customer base. Right now we've also got a caramel coffee silk on counter that's really good. But silks are huge for fall. And just those kind of warm, cozy flavors are what kind of come in. But we've always got something layering into our menu. Sometimes we bring back old favorites. Last year, we brought back Cadillac. And then we've got our regular staples.
We had Zach Eckett's on the show in August. And he's the second generation baker at Eckett's Pie Company. And that's nice to have the history of this family that's just like the recipes handed down.
Yeah, it's a true family business. You know, just about everybody in the family is involved in one way or another in the pie shops. And everyone cares so much about the recipes and the final product and the service that we give the customers in our stores. And it's great to partner, you know, across all the stores and with the family to make sure we're bringing the best to your Thanksgiving table.
And for those who haven't had Eckett's pie before, tell them the difference between, you know, getting one from your store and then, you know, buying the ones that we grew up on in the supermarkets. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. So in our pie shops, what we hear the most from our customers is not like, you have so many pies. This is a huge, beautiful selection. We do have a nice selection. We do have beautiful pies. But really what our customers come back to us for is the freshness and the quality of the ingredients. So we bake every morning. We do our best to forecast how many people are going to walk through our doors that day, and we bake fresh all day. So every person who comes in the door is like, oh, it smells so good in here. And it's because those ovens are always running. So more times than not, you're going to get a pie that's still warm from the oven.
Oh, boy.
You're going to take it home, open that box. It's going to fill up your house with that good fresh baked pie smell. And, you know, most of our pies have a very narrow ingredient list. Our fruit pies have like 9 to 12 ingredients, just like if you made it at home. So they're not overloaded with, you know, sugar or anything else. The true flavors of the ingredients come through, which make it more unique from maybe another pie that you would purchase.
Okay. I'm not here mentally yet, but Thanksgiving is coming up and you have to pre-order if you'd like some of these pies on your table.
So we always take walk-in customers. That's totally a thing. But if you grab a slice of Autumn Harvest this weekend and you're like, oh, I got to have this for Thanksgiving, just place that order. Place it today. Get it off your to-do list. We'll know exactly what we need to prepare for the day. Our walk-in customers, you kind of get to pick from what we have available at that moment. Like I said, our ovens are always running. You know, we're always putting new pies out. But sometimes you walk in and you really have your heart set on an apple pie. You may walk out with a cherry, which is still a fabulous pie, but it might not be what you walked in for.
Did you have people come in all the time and you know, just kind of, you know, change from what they usually get to something different?
Yeah. Whenever anybody gets the big eyes, like maybe I don't have what they have right now. Like, I'm like, we don't make any bad pies. So no matter what you get, it's going to be gorgeous, delicious. Your people are going to love it. But yeah, pre-orders just make your visit quicker, easier. Some of our stores even run outside pickup lines during the week of Thanksgiving. So you can literally just kind of cruise down the sidewalk, grab your order, head back to your next task.
Okay. And how many Ackett's handmade pie companies are in our area here in Southeast Detroit?
So
where are we?
You're in a pie haze. It's okay. Yeah. We have 9 Metro Detroit locations.
Okay.
Yeah, we just opened up our newest location over in Livonia on Hagerty between 7 and 8. It's doing great business over there. Really cool customer base out there. We've got as far north as Armada. We've got our Troy, our Madison Heights, our Shelby
Isn't
locations.
Armada the first one?
Yeah.
I've been to that one.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great
store. What's your hours?
So we're all of the stores that operate under the name Ackett's Handmade Pie Company are open Sunday through Friday and are closed Saturdays. Generally, if you're coming between like 10 and 6 and 10 and 7, you'll get a pie. Our Pie Collective stores, which is our 3 newest location, Bloomfield Hills, Madison Heights, and Livonia, they are open 7 days a week. And again, if you're coming between like 10 and 6, you're going home with a pie.
Okay, very good. Melissa Itu is the district manager for the Ackett's Homemade Pie Company. Delicious Autumn Harvest. You got to get it because it tastes good. She described it well. And we appreciate you coming in on Monday for our Monday Munchies segment. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Man.
All right, Lloyd. It's Monday Night Football. What's your prediction?
Lions 31, Bucks 21.
Okay. I think the Lions have to score a lot of points to beat Baker Mayfield. I really do. So I think it's got to be like a 38.
I predict Jamie's going to be tired and cranky tomorrow.
Well, okay. I'll take that bet.
That might be true. All right. Thanks for joining us. Kevin being cranky. He's next.